All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkanab, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show for you guys on this March 12th, 2026. We have a subject, and it's going to be on commonness. And we have some of our usual guests coming in with us in the house with us today. We have our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in and joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And later on, we'll be also having our host from Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. And also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Goishkanab, BC.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and we have some special music coming up too. We have some Iced Earth. We have some Grounding. We have Selena Gomez and The Scene. And also Echo Band. And also Sleep, if we have enough time. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Italy, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from India, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from North or South America, North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, special place in this universe. And we just welcome everybody for joining us and tuning in. And we also thank China for joining us live, as usual. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, folks. So we're going to get our show started here, and we're going to get going with some energetic music from Iced Earth and their song called Dracula. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah!
right. Woo. That was Iced Earth, and that was their song called Dracula. And that was some energetic music for getting us all fired up and ready for our subject. But first, we have on the line with us, we have our brother, Wegedesk. Welcome to the program, Wegedesk.
Thanks so much for having me on, Eagle Nation. It's always a pleasure and an honor, and I'm excited to get these deep breaths going with you.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, y'all. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing any part in our body that might have some tension, our shoulders, our jaw, our belly, whatever it is. We're going to breathe this magnificent air from the heavenly kingdom into us. And as we exhale, let's relax and let all the worries of the world go. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Right, 2 more. One more. That's right.
I'm swimming.
Woo! Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's always great to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for our subject, which our subject today is on calmness. So I'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, calmness. That reminds me of an emotion is very steady and easy to build upon. And as always, Chief, you know me, I can't say enough about our deep breaths because they're so easy and bring such benefit to our life. And really, the calmness that I experience after doing my deep breaths is like just unmatched. There's no other thing in the world that makes me feel so grounded and so ready for any opportunity, even a negative one. I'm going to be better poised to deal with it with a few deep breaths in my heart. And you know, it's like looking into the reflection on a pond or any body of water. You can see the reflection much better when the surface of the water is calm, as opposed to being violently thrashed around like some of our experiences in this life make us feel. So, you know, I'm glad that you brought up calmness because it might not be all that full of razzle-dazzle and excitement, but sometimes just the lack of a headache is really worth all the celebration in the world, to me anyway. So that's what I've got to say about calmness. And how about you, Chief? What are you saying about it?
Well, I really started to learn a lot of that just from learning from myself in how I operate and trying to use it in ways that it would help me benefit in learning and just in my daily life and program. And it was very instrumental in my education towards my aviation and being able to accomplish that and finish it. Mm-hmm. And without calmness, I don't believe I could have done that. And so just from practicing the deep breaths and learning to calm myself and just being remembering all the wise words that that you've brought to all of us, and just learning to calm ourselves down with those deep breaths and preparing our minds and our souls and our spirits ready for almost anything. And it's just a great honor to always have you come on to our program and share with us some of the stuff that makes you tick in able to achieve the high diving levels that you did. And it's just so important for all of us to share with each other and empower each other to grow in this world in a positive way. And it's just It's just real special time. So thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Keith. It's my pleasure. Thanks to you and everybody else here in the studio and listening around the world. All the best, and we'll tune in again next week. Bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Lots of love to you. Bye for
now.
Bye
now.
Bye bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, a high diving champion of the world. Always so special to get his words.
Absolutely.
And his wisdom that he brings to our program.
Definitely. Especially, great energy.
Yeah, especially those deep breaths. It's just so powerful and invigorating. So we're going to carry on with our program, and then coming up next, we'd like to ask Charlotte to share her words on calmness too.
Okay, thank
so
you.
We're going to play a song though, and this is from a group called Grounding, and it's called A Voyage Into Long Ago. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
was a very grounding song. That was from Grounding, and the name of their song was called "A Voyage Into Long Ago." And yeah, it, I had to remind myself today. Oh yeah, it's about calming, and that song was kind of helpful in calming me down. So. Anyways, we do have Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we'd like to ask you your view on our subject today, which is on calmness. So,
right. I would started to think about something like practical tools like doing yoga, doing meditation, or earlier what we do is inhale and exhale. I think that really helps immediately. But overall, from the big picture, I think calmness comes from mental health, definitely. So if I think about how would I be able to become calm or remain calm, I would think about how would I be able to maintain my mental health? So then I would start to think about this, except for the practical tools like doing yoga, doing meditation, and talk to people who are like-minded. I think probably is to be able to identify the positive energy and the negative energy that people and the opinions from outside world that brought to you. Like last time you went on my show and you talk about how the transition or transformation that you had from not knowing that you had a lot of negative energy to become super aware and be able to transfer that into positive energy and make that somehow contribution to other people. So I think this is a hard skill for us to be able to protect us from the negative energy we could possibly immerse into, and also to be able to identify and be aware of how ourselves can not be able to think so positively, and that could ruin our life experience. So yeah, that is what I could think of now.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like because of, you know, I'm still in a transformation of my own life and going on to different things, and I'm always trying to grow and stuff, and so I've learned like also to reflect on other people that do have good positive energy and can contribute to my own life. And it's something that I think we can all start to recognize and understand in other people as we become more self-aware and have knowledge of ourselves. And it reminded me of like my instructors, like for my aviation, and my fellow students out at this is all at BC Helicopters, and they all had such a calming effect on me. And I give a lot of credit to my classmates and my instructors for just their calmness and their own abilities to share. And I guess affect me in a positive way. But I think it also helps when you understand and recognize the positivity and are able to like accept it and learn from it and grow and let it stick to you and help you perform. And so this is one of the things that I'm also starting to learn about in other people as well as myself. And because, you know, we're all here and we're all believing in human rights and justice and positivity and human growth, it's one of the things that I like to acknowledge, especially with the radio station here at CGSF,
right,
90.1 FM. And, you know, like with Magnus, Nicole, yes, Jesse, yes, Kanwar,
definitely,
Daniel,
yes,
and all, you know, our staff here and other producers. You know, we all come together and we're trying to produce a lot of positive energy into the world and share it. And it's just a very exciting time.
Yeah.
Even though the world right now seems like it's going downhill, we got to stay positive and we got to, like, maintain ourselves and realize, like, you know, we can be the difference. We can make a difference. And it's like a belief.
Right.
You know, we have to believe in something. We're going to believe in something anyway.
Yeah.
It might as well be something good and positive. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I mean, I really appreciate that. I just wanted to add something, like, since I was born and raised and educated in China. So obviously each nationality and culture has, like, good people and not as good people.
Yeah.
However, I was educated that we should be empathetic with others. And when I was young, or my last generation, like my parents, they were born and raised and grew up in the very poor situation, like actually poor. So they had this resilience where we're trying to be united, or we're trying to be educated to be more united and care about people from different culture is
beautiful.
Exactly matched with the spirit that we have in your show Free Voice. It's like care about human rights. So now, as you say, the world is not as peaceful, but we could also carry all those things that brought us together to be able to look for the good transformation. And that's my hope as well.
Yes, thank you. Very
beautiful.
As Lady Faima says, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Very, it's very touching. Yeah,
very much indeed.
Yeah.
It's really rewarding. I, you know, to hear from the young soul at this stage of you know, at this stage of the technology and everything that we have, and is so unique and is a blessing.
Yeah,
I take it as a blessing to have you around,
yeah,
to understand so deeply, even though you're very, very young, with 2 degrees of the master degrees. I'm just so proud and privileged to know you and the rest of the student of Simon Fraser University. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us the chance to show, especially to talk to our Chinese audiences, to see the diversity and you guys brought, and also the good mentality that you guys brought. I think that really caused, like, positive influence to my mindset as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we thank all our brothers and sisters out in China for joining us.
Yeah.
We love you guys out there, and thank you for joining us and giving us your time. And we're going to have to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 seconds of nature. Brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada.